This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Very busy show today. Visited with Ollie Marmol, as well as Earl Austin Jr., Doug Armstrong, and Lutz Fahnensteel. All joined us live, as does this gentleman, John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, always makes the effort to be with us at 11:30. Thank you for that. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Busy day with the organization. I know that. We went through some of this with Ollie last hour, but I wanted to get your thoughts first and foremost. Let's go with the transactions that you announced today. Victor Scott has been optioned to AAA Memphis. Let's start there and get your reasoning behind that move.
Yeah, I don't think it's to the surprise of anyone. Obviously, when we were finishing up spring training, when the injury happened to Dylan Carlson, we just wanted to make sure that we had a lot of defensive protection, knowing full well that in Victor's best interest, he's out playing baseball every day and getting his at-bats. The major league level is a very, very difficult level to try to learn. And I think we were seeing him and we just felt like we weren't doing him any favors anymore. And as we are looking for offense and we're trying to find it in many different ways, and certainly didn't want to just keep adding pressure to him to put him in a position to just be working every day. And so he'll get that opportunity in Memphis. We're still, uber excited about the talent and what we have in this young man, but, clearly there's some growing pains from the offensive standpoint. Now he'll get an opportunity to do that. And by bringing up Paz, what that really does is allow us to get Herrera and Contreras' bats in the lineup and not worry about losing a catcher.
So Herrera, who has looked great at the plate, and Contreras, who's going to hit second in the order today at catcher, and Pajes becomes that third catcher. And then the pitching move that you made, Andre Pallante is optioned to AAA Memphis, and Nick Robertson is recalled from Memphis, Mo.
Yeah, a couple thoughts on that real quick. In Pallante's case, he threw a lot of pitches yesterday, so he wouldn't be able to pitch for a few days. So we just thought we'd bring up Robertson so we have some protection in our bullpen. And then as we look at really Pallante as well, figuring that we can keep stretching him out and he'll get opportunities to start down in Memphis. I think that'll just give him some consistent work on some things he's trying to get better at and be more consistent with. And so, I think he actually saw this as a good move for him. And nobody likes to get optioned. I understand that. But he also understands that the way things are going, he needs to make some adjustments.
Yeah, and Ollie told us that Victor's response was very positive. I mean, obviously, he's a young guy that needs to work on his game. Nobody likes being optioned. But I think he understood, too, didn't he, about what he needs to do.
Well, I think, I've been at this a long time, and I've done your show a long time, and the one thing I've always, tried to pride the Cardinals at is, you're not going to take a young player and have him just come up here and sit. And, the window of a playing career is short, it's small, and so allowing guys to really work at their trait is probably the most important thing, and in his case, trying to develop as a hitter at the major league level is really challenging. And so let him go down to Memphis, let him catch his breath, and hopefully really have a growth spurt in that from an offensive standpoint. And, at some point we'll see him again. But, he's an incredible talent. But you know, Ollie was going to find it harder and harder to get him in the lineup, and that's not good for him moving forward.
Now, I remember you and I talking about Victor and the possibility of him maybe joining, maybe starting in Memphis, and you bringing up Jordan Walker. And while it wasn't the same situation, you had some care involved here, because when it came to Jordan Walker, you wanted to make sure you didn't rush things on him too quickly. Now he's at the stage where he is still in development. He's very young, but you do need him, don't you? Where do you see Jordan Walker right now?
Yeah, I think a couple thoughts on that. One is I feel like from a defensive standpoint, he did make a couple real positive steps in that regard. I think he's a lot more comfortable in the outfield. I think from an offensive standpoint right now, he's sort of caught in between. And, you know, takes the fastball, swings at the slider away, and it's you know, he's got to break the pattern. Obviously, when you look at our offense collectively, it's not where we envisioned it. And, you know, it's tough because when you have sort of the anchors of your team not going at full throttle from a typical performance standpoint, and it just puts a lot more pressure elsewhere, and you're seeing it right now with our club. And, you know, I think everybody involved is frustrated. We know it, but we also know we're capable of being better. And so we just have to be patient, and that's a hard thing for fans sometimes to hear, but there's no magic elixir where we can just, you know, drink it or sprinkle it on ourselves and get ourselves going. It's just going to be a matter of guys getting their timing right, and hopefully we can get back to where we are as productive as we think we're capable of being.
Sure, it's a season of adjustments, and it's over 162. Gorman qualifies as one of those important players, too. Where do you see him in that regard, in terms of trying to adjust his game?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm stating the obvious here, but, you know, there's just a lot of swing and miss going on. And, you know, these guys when you think about like what you envision their production to be, it's in Gorman's case, we're just not seeing it. You know, the one thing about Walker a year ago was he wasn't afraid to take a walk. So he really had a great understanding of his strike zone. And, you know, I feel like right now though, we tend to be more like chasing hits instead of just staying within ourselves. So as I say that, it's just going to require some patience. I promise you and all the listeners, they're working extremely hard to get themselves out of where they are. And, you know, hopefully today's the day.
Paul Goldschmidt has made his way to fifth in the order with Contreras second. Gorman is going to bat eighth. Just another adjustment that Ollie Marmol makes to his order to try to get something jump-started. That's what you see there, don't you? With Newt Barr and Wright, a lot of changes to today's lineup.
Well, I think that, you know, one guy that's taken some pretty good at-bats for us lately, when you really think about it, is what Burleson's done. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, trying to get his bat in there, especially when you're facing a right-hander, is, you know, makes a lot of sense. And you know, ultimately, I think, you know, given the way our offense is going, yeah, I think, you know, we do have to try to do things a little differently, and you're going to see that today in that lineup.
I told Ollie that I get poked fun of sometimes. I get teased sometimes for being the eternal optimist. But I was on a radio show yesterday, and they started off. They said, "Tell me something positive, Tom. So let's start with something positive." Let's see. I said, "I'll give you something positive." I said, "The starting rotation has gone out and done what they asked it to do. For the most part, they have put together innings, and they've given this offense the opportunity to win games for them. It just hasn't happened." And then lo and behold, what happens right after I say that? Miles Michaelis gives up three bombs. Offense scores five. Cardinals can't get the job done. But am I correct there? For the most part, what you envision starting pitching, is that coming through?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, obviously yesterday was a hiccup. And probably the first game we played all season that we really weren't in it. You know, at some point it felt like, okay, this is, you know, a tough game. And you know, for the first four innings, it seemed like the game was going just as we had hoped. And then, you know, then it just sort of blew up on us. But, you know, overall, I feel like our pitching's done a really good job. Starting pitcher has given us a chance to win games, and that's all you can really ask. And, you know, like I keep saying, hopefully today's different. Get ourselves back in the winning ways. and to do so, you know, it usually means you're going to have a good outing by your starter. It means your bullpen's strong and you get those timely hits.
Before we go, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about Whitey Herzog, and you talk about someone who would tell it to you straight. And I'm certain you had some conversations with Whitey. He sugarcoated nothing. He watched that team constantly, and even when his health was not good, he could still speak sharply about the club. But just his overall body of work, what a legend. How grateful are we, Mo, that we were able to spend 34 years with Whitey Herzog after his managerial career?
Well, like I've stated this a lot when people ask me, like, you know, what do I remember most about Whitey or that relationship? And, you know, I've been around a lot of, like, really talented baseball minds, but, you know, he's right up there with you know, being a savant of the game and just really looked at it through a different set of lenses I don't think most of us have the ability to do. And so learning from him and speaking with him was always, you know, something I cherished because I knew it was not everybody got that opportunity. And yes, he could be candid. Yes, he was very transparent in how he spoke, but he was also, like, you know, very kind. And, you know, every now and then he would reach out to me and, you know, just tell me to keep my head up and, you know, we're doing the right thing, or, you know, just would give you that sort of, like, you know, pat on the back or make you feel like, okay, it's the world's not ending. It is baseball and we'll get through this. And so, you know, I always appreciated, you know, spending time with him, speaking with him about the game, and always admired how he handled himself and carried himself. But, you know, the relationship I had with him was one that, you know, if you weren't feeling great, he'd always make you feel a little better. And that was always nice to be around.
Yeah, very, very special friend. That's very well stated. And he had such respect for what we all did, from your job to the manager to the players to the fans. He got it. And we miss him dearly, but we're very, very grateful. Mo, thank you for this. Always great spending time with you on KMOX. Good luck today with Sonny Gray starting against the Brewers.
Thank you, Tommy.
Good to talk to John Mozeliak. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll recap the show. And boy, have we had a lot going on. There's a lot of news and information, opinions, and a lot of sports. There's no doubt sports on a Sunday morning hits at the right time, 10 to 12 leading into Cardinal baseball. In case you missed anything, we will take you through it. Our guests, our commentary, it is next on KMOX.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.